Fortunately, at the moment, it wasn't the Krefts that Han and his companions had to fool. Only Myrta Gev. He smiled, then counted out two stacks of wagering tokens.
Actually, I'll be raising. To 10,000 each pot,
Han said. He placed the two stacks on the table in front of him, then looked up at Gev.
What do you say we drive out the weak hands?
Gev smiled.
Fine by me.
Dina quickly withdrew from the hand, as did the Arconan tug captain seated next to her. Gev called Han's raise, then turned to Lando.
What about you? She asked. Are you here to play, Calrissian, or just watch?
Lando smiled.
I was about to ask you the same question.
He doubled Han's bet to both pots, drawing a chorus of murmurs from the spectators and forcing the next three players to withdraw. Normally, Han would never call a bet like that with such terrible chip cards. But winning was hardly the point. He called Lando's bet, then watched Gev do the same. Once the dealer had placed the tokens into the appropriate pots, Gev turned to Lando and said,
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you haven't looked at your hand yet.
You're not wrong, Lando said. Where's the fun in looking?
He nodded to the dealer, who announced,
Lock any chip cards you want locked.
Gev glanced at her cards again, then slid one of them into the stasis field. Both Lando and Han left their cards where they lay. Gev gave them an approving smile.
You two like to live dangerously, I see.
Not so dangerous, Lando said.
We're just playing a different game,
Han added. A glimmer of uncertainty flashed through Gev's eyes.
And what game are you playing?
Odd man out, Lando said.
He leaned close to Gev and began to whisper. Though Han could not hear the words, he knew that Lando was asking her to carry an offer to Kratheus Kref. In return for Kratheus cutting Marvid out of the deal, Lando would agree to a partnership that gave them equal control over the entire Chulun Rift. The offer came with a threat, too. If Kratheus refused, Lando would call in his markers and go to war against the Krefts. When Lando finished, Gev drew her head away and studied him in open suspicion.
You're not serious, she said. You can't be.
Actually, I'm desperate, Lando said. And desperate men do desperate things. Maybe I'll even convince my good friend Luette Wool that the situation in the Rift is so dire that the Galactic Alliance needs to intervene.
The threat sent a disapproving murmur through the crowd, which, after all, consisted mostly of independent tug captains and asteroid hunters who had struck it rich in the Rift. Lando, who always knew when to press a bluff, merely narrowed his eyes and doubled down.
Of course, when the Galactic Alliance comes in, the Empire and the Corporate Sector Authority will feel compelled to protect their interests, too.
He leaned toward Gev, then added,
Tell your boss to take the deal, or things will get very messy very fast.
Gev leaned forward, mirroring Lando's aggressive posture.
Obviously, you haven't heard, she said. Luette Wool is dead. And so is most of his staff.
Lando frowned in disbelief.
What are you talking about?
It's very unfortunate. There were explosions on his yacht.
Gev smiled and locked gazes with Lando.
Alliance security thinks it was probably the work of a disgruntled employee. But he was about to introduce a bill authorizing military action to stop mineral smuggling from the Chulun Rift. So of course, there's talk of an assassination. Like any politician, Wool had enemies.